And we have sent with them our brother also, whom we have proved diligent in many things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It happens quite often that the saints whose feast the church celebrates are very distant from us in time, and because it is not much what we know about them, we get an idea of the saints which is far from being real, from being true. Because of the lack of information, sometimes we cannot penetrate into the personality of the saints, and we get a wrong idea of their personality. That actually happened to me with regard to a saint, Saint Anthony of the Desert, Anthony the Great. Because he is the patriarch of monks and hermits, I thought that he was a saint that he will spend his whole life, the whole day, in a cave praying, united to God in ecstasy. And I thought that a saint like that, who is a hermit, doesn't have any contact with men, will be very solitary and very far from people and from the world. Excuse me. But when I read the life of Saint Anthony, written by Saint Athanasius, I understood that I was wrong. I had a wrong idea of the saint. He was a very sociable person. Even though he was in a cave, he was a hermit, he is the patriarch of monks, but he even said that a saint who is not talkative, that doesn't like to speak to people, is not a true saint. He was very kind with pilgrims and people who visited Saint Anthony. And therefore he gave me the right idea of his sanctity, that even though he was a monk, and a true monk, a true hermit, he was a very sociable person, an example for us too. But many times we mistake piety, and we become zealous, but with a bitter zeal for the truth and for souls. But if we have a true zeal, we want everybody to know that truth about the gospel, about our religion, about the current position or situation of the church today. And today's saint, Saint Luke the Evangelist, is also somewhat surprising to know his life. Even though we do not know much about him, well, the little things we know are enough to picture him, to discover him, to have an idea of his personality, his true personality. We know that he was a physician, a doctor, and that's interesting. But more interesting is the fact that he converted to the faith of Christ. We don't know if he was a pagan or a Jew, but he converted to the faith of Christ, and he decided to continue practicing his profession, to be a medic, to be a physician. And that tells us a little bit about his personality. It's a pity this profession, medicine, to be a physician, that has changed so much, and today it's even many times immoral to practice medicine because of abortion, because of birth control and things like that, that doctors have to do in their professions which are against even the natural law. But at that time, still it was a very praiseworthy profession to be a doctor. And if we understand that he was a convert, and even though he's not a true, or strictly speaking, an apostle, he doesn't have that title of an apostle, he not even knew our Lord when he was alive on earth, he was an apostle in the broad sense, in the sense that all of us are called to be apostles. That is, he had a true zeal for souls. He preached by example, he preached by word, and he did a lot of prayer and mortifications in order to convert souls to Christ. But being so diligent and organized in his life, he found the time to get his duties done in the temporal order and in the spiritual order too. He had time to pray, he had time for meditation, and he also had time to practice charity with his neighbor. And not only that, but he could still practice medicine that was what he liked. So that should be for us an example. We get so distracted in our daily life, and we tend to live to the end those practices of devotion, the Holy Rosary, meditation, spiritual reading, and when it's already late at night, we are so tired that we cannot pay attention to that reading, we cannot pay attention to the meditation of the Rosary. But someone like Saint Luke was so organized in his life that he did both things, his temporal and spiritual duties very well. And not only that, but he practiced his medicine. But what is more amazing is that Saint Luke had a hobby. He was a painter. He was an artist. And again, it tells us a lot about his personality. There are a few paintings of St. Luke that still remain, and we can see them. One of them, probably the most famous, is in Rome, in the Basilica St. Mary Major. At the left of the basilica, in one of the side chapels. And that's a painting traditionally attributed to St. Luke, and those traditions are very strong. So it's almost certain, morally certain, we are that St. Luke painted that image of Our Lady. So again, just imagine this saint going around and not only having his prayer life and contemplative life, but also having time to practice his charity, his medicine, and coming home, having also the time to have a hobby, to paint. And of course, he did the best paintings because the object of his paintings were supernatural, were Our Lady and Our Lord. So it's not just that he liked to do that naturally, but he supernaturalized an ability, a quality he had received from God in the natural order. And so we have to do that also. We should follow his example. Many times we get natural qualities from God, either intelligence or gifts for just for working in some job or art, to be good at art, etc. And we should supernaturalize that, to use that for the glory of God, not to be egoistic and to use them for our own profit or vain interest, but to use those things for the glory of God. You have some artistic quality to help the church by sewing or painting or things like that. That's something that we can follow the example of St. Luke. He used all of his gifts, all of his talents for the glory of God. But the title of the feast today is St. Luke the Evangelist, and that's what he's better known for, St. Luke, is because he brought one of the Gospels. It's considered the third Gospel because he brought it after St. Matthew and St. Mark. Was not the last Gospel. The last Gospel written was that of St. John, the Evangelist. St. Luke brought the third Gospel. And as I said, he never knew our Lord. He never knew his preaching personally. He never saw our Lord preaching. And the way he did to write his gospel was by asking those witnesses of our Lord, the witnesses of his preaching, all of those details in order to write a new gospel with things that you don't find in the rest of the accounts of our Lord's life and preaching. St. Luke insists in his gospel upon what relates to Christ's priestly office. everything which pertains to the priesthood St. Luke is going to talk about. That's why from the beginning the ancients they used to symbolize St. Luke with an ox or a calf, because it's a symbol of sacrifice, it's a victim for sacrifice. And St. Luke wrote about our Lord as a victim for the sacrifice. It is only in the Gospel of St. Luke that we have a full account of several particular things relating to the Annunciation and also the mystery of the Incarnation of the Blessed Virgin, her visit to St. Elizabeth, and the parable of the prodigal son and things like that that we do not find in other Gospels. So it's quite probable that he spoke with Our Lady and asked questions about our Lord's life and infancy in order to be able to write these things, and also the visit to Saint Elizabeth that only Our Lady will know. Remember that Saint Joseph was already dead, and of course our Lord had died and raised again and ascended into heaven. When St. Luke was in Rome, he traveled a lot. St. Luke traveled a lot because he was a companion of St. Paul. And also he practiced his medicine with St. Paul when he was in Rome. St. Paul was in jail. It was in a kind of was a house with a guard. It was not a prison, but was a house in which St. Paul was in detention, and he had a guard, and he couldn't go out of that house. But he could receive visits, and St. Paul, when he profited from that situation to preach the gospel too in Rome. And St. Luke was there, and curing him of all the illnesses that you can get being in prison, and encouraging him spiritually. So he's a true model of charity, of self-denial. We know that Saint Luke died in near Greece, and the Greeks, now they are the schismatics, but they have a big piece of relic in a monastery in Greece. But there is another big relic of St. Luke in Padova, in Italy, and also you find relics in Rome. But he died in Greece, and he died as a martyr. That's the tradition. That's why we use the red vestments, because he died for the faith. So again, in how can make St. Luke influence us in our daily life, even though he lived almost 2,000 years ago. How can make St. Luke a friend of us? And he's imitating his example, imitating his diligence, imitating his life of prayer, his life of self-denial. He didn't think about himself, but he thought about his neighbor, of his neighbor's needs, and spiritual needs and temporal needs. He was a person very, very obedient. If St. Paul needed him in his travelings, he will go and not put any obstacles to St. Paul's will. We do many times the opposite. Someone asks us to do something and we are not very obedient. Remember that obedience is not only to our superiors, but the perfect obedience is the obedience of our Lord. Our Lord obeyed even his enemies. We have to remember that a Christian has a virtue which is not common, it's not natural, it's divine. So we have to imitate St. Luke in his virtue. And lastly, of course, what I said, that charity, a true charity, not selfish charity, but a charity that starts with God, and also it looks the neighbor, everyone who's a human being, as a creature and a son of God. And when you do a favor or help someone, you are helping Christ, a member of the mystical body. Many, many saints, when helping the poor, when helping people in need, they found out that many times our Lord himself will appear as a poor man, disguised as a poor man in order to be healed by the charity of the saints. And we need that charity, the charity that will attract our Lord, the charity that Saint Luke had for his neighbor, that is based on the faith, the true faith, because Saint Luke is an evangelist. He teaches the truth. But we also need charity, because faith without works is vain. So let us have St. Luke as an example and pray to him in order that we become apostles, we become in a way evangelists in the sense of spreading the word of God and the works of our Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.